Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina. And this morning, we're going to continue exploring the question, what is God like? We're going to consider something God has created in order to give us a picture of himself. And that's us. Each human being is made in the image of God. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Man is the crowning work of God's creation in Genesis. And man is made in the image of God. And on behalf of God, he exercises authority over everything God created. Part of man's purpose is to fill the earth with God's image. While it's sometimes debated exactly what this looks like, we can at least admit that there's something about us that, when examined from the outside, speaks to God. God is somehow visible in us, in much the same way that ancient statues image ancient individuals. But this image isn't purely physical, like a statue. God is a spiritual being. So our imaging God is not physical, but more abstract. We are, the Bible says, like God, but this likeness isn't perfect likeness. We are both like and unlike God in certain ways. So what does this have to do with what God is like? Well, we typically divide God's attributes into two categories. The technical terms are his communicable attributes and incommunicable attributes. Put simply, there are attributes that God has shared with us, and then there are those that he has not shared with us. To give quick examples, God's omnipresence is an incommunicable attribute. We are not all present like God is. But God's love would be a communicable attribute. He shares it with us so that we can be loving just like he is. Now, these categories aren't perfect because there's often some overlap. For instance, though we share the attribute of love, we don't share it completely. God's love has no limit while ours does. Likewise, we don't share God's omnipresence, but we are at least somewhat partially present. So really, none of God's attributes fit perfectly into these categories, but we can at least say that some of them are shared more with us and some less with us. As we move forward, we're going to look at some of these attributes more closely, but for today, I want us to just reflect on the fact that God has even chosen to make us in his image. God has chosen to craft us into his image to be like him. When we oppose that design, it's called rebellion, and God takes it very seriously. This is why he sent Jesus to save us from our rebellion. So may we learn about God not just for knowledge's sake, but so that we can learn to reflect God well in our lives.